Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday has rolled around again, and it's that time of the week that we come on, praise the Lamb of God, and do what we do for Jesus here at PSMI, praise the Lamb of God, with prophetic perspectives. I am Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and I am happy to be here today, praise the Lamb of God, as we reflect upon the goodness of God and look at what God is doing. Oh my goodness, what a wonderful God we serve. I love the Lord with all of my heart, soul, mind, and body, and I have just made up my mind to spend the rest of my days giving him the praise. Oh, my goodness, what a God I serve. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 117. And its entirety. We are so blessed to be, praise the Lamb of God, a part of the family of God, whereas that we have intercessors and those who come on the show with us daily, praise the Lamb of God, to make sure that you are covered in prayer, that you and you are covered in prayer. And I thank God for those who are so dutiful, praise the Lamb of God, and so encouraging with their life and their lifestyle. Prayer, yes, indeed. Yeah, being an intercessor is not just praying. It's a lifestyle. It's a culture, praise the Lamb of God, that has to be developed and nurtured. And I praise God for these that come on, hallelujah, that be with us day after day, week after week. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, the prophetic presbyter that comes on. Shout to your neighbor. Tell a friend. We are on the air today. Praise the Lamb of God. That's area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. And you can be a part of our live studio today. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you all to lift up, praise the Lamb of God, in prayer. Of course, we're still praying for Gina's mother. She's not out of the woods yet, as they say, but yet and still, praise the Lamb of God, God is doing a perfect work. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is doing a perfect work. And Gina Fish is Mother Robertson, I believe is her name. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, I believe that's it. And also, praise God, we're lifting up Prophet Anthony and his wife Aisha. Praise the Lamb of God, who's in pain today. And we have instructed him to take her to the hospital to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that she is out of danger after that accident and the loss of her baby. Yes, people of God, she lost that baby. And praise the Lamb of God, had some difficulties there at a hospital in Florida. But we thank and praise God that she lives and that she is in good spirit about the whole situation. And we are just going to continue to pray with her and pray with her husband, praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord will do a wonderful thing for them, praise the Lamb of God, in this season. Amen. I love you. I love you. I love you all today. Praise God. Thank you. Those of you that's in queue, look like I see one of our major intercessors here. Praise the Lamb of God. Athelia, you're with me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Athelia is here with us today. Praise God. Athelia, how you doing, girl?
I'm great. How are you, Apostle?
Oh, I'm hot like everybody else, I think. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
The heat is on, you know. It was too hot today, and it's getting warmer today, they tell me. Praise the Lord. It's warming up. I heard the air conditioner just kicked in. I was saying, I'm getting a little heated up here, but the air conditioner just kicked in, and we thank and praise God for that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, we're on our way to the sanctuary soon, people of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. I said, count me in. I want to be in that number. When the
Amen.
Saints go marching into the sanctuary, that time has come. Praise the Lamb of God. We'll be there in just another month. We'll be at the sanctuary first week in August. Praise God. In beautiful Whitewater, Wisconsin. Can't wait to just go and be with the Lord and enjoy the fellowship, impartation, activation, laying on of hands, prophesying to those that's in that group, this special group that's going down with us. Apostle Ewan is going to be in town that week. Praise the Lamb of God according to her schedule, and we are just going to have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful good time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just doing what we do. You know what I mean? My birth is going, boy. I tell you, it's going to be a time. My birth is going to be with us, praise God. And Athelia is going to be with us. And who else is going with us? Pastor Lionel is supposed to be with us, praise God. It's going to be on and popping, man. It's going to be on and popping. We got Jaku is going with us, praise the Lamb of God. Jacqueline McDuffie, praise. We're going to the sanctuary, people, to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to enjoy ourselves as we go, as we fellowship with each other, but we're really going to seek the Lord for 3 days to seek his face, and it's going to be wonderful. I mean, just wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God, and I'm just hoping and praying those of you. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I think it's only one room left, if memory serves me correctly. Praise
That's
God.
Great.
Really, it's two. I think it's two left, two rooms left, praise the Lamb of God, that can be taken. Boy, oh boy, but we need that deposit in right away so that we can secure your spot Oh, my God, the beautiful sanctuary. Whitewater, Wisconsin. What a time we going to have. Ooh. Mm. My goodness gracious. I can't wait to sip on tea for 3 days. And, oh, my goodness, that tea be so good. Oh, my goodness, down in that, in the it's called it the Holy Grill. Praise the Lamb of God, the room we be in with the tea and all of that. And you can just sit, drink tea, and meditate. Oh, my goodness. Then you can go over into the next room, and then there's a big screen television there where you can, if you want to, you can put in a, you know, a CD, or I mean a DVD, and watch a biblical movie or something like that, you know, if you want, you just want to get your mind out of the norm, praise the Lamb of God, and you're just tired of being in your room, you can do that. Or you can just listen. Normally, it's just scriptures being read from the television. You'll see the pages of the Bible turning, and it's reading the Word of God all through that house. Oh, my goodness, and the music is playing all through the house. Oh, my goodness. You ain't going to never be the same when you come out of that sanctuary. It's going to be good, 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 good to you and good for you. Praise God. All you need is some lounge-around clothes, the kind of clothes you would wear, praise the Lamb of God, if you were just like having something at your house, and I was coming over. And it was very as casual as can be, a little light jogging suit or something, just something to walk around the house in if you're leaving out, going to the bathroom and going back to your room or going down to get some water, or this, that, and that. We might go out once a day, just once a day, for those who are taking medications and stuff like that that have to have something in their system. We may go down to the little cafeteria and sit there and eat some toast, something like that, or a salad. Maybe. It all depends on who has to go. Praise the Lamb of God. But we want to do this these 3 days, people of God, and I hope and pray that you can join us at these last two rooms. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, because some people, you know, they say they want to go, you put their name on the list, and you don't hear from them no more. And I can't deal with people like that. Amen. I said it. Yes, I did. Yeah, praise the Lord. I can't deal with people. I need solid and consistent people, praise God. That's going. Oh, yeah, Mary's going with us. Teacher Mary is going. Oh, we're going to have a good time, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise God. So that's going to be awesome. All right, people of God. Now we're going to go forth in intercessory prayer because this is going to be just a one-hour show today. Prophet has some running around to do, some places I need to go, some papers and stuff like that I need to fill out. Matter of fact, Prophet Dell was supposed to be doing the show, the entire show today, but he could not get on because of technical difficulties there in Illinois where he is, praise the Lamb. But, you know, he's always there for me, and I love him, I love him, I love him. Prophet Dow Sadness, he still could call in, though. I don't know what's wrong. He probably think I'm not even on here. But I turned to Sadness and said, you know what, I can do an hour. We can do an hour show today. Hey, somebody, praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Just people of God know that the prophet is well, that all is well. Praise God, I just have to do some business. Sometimes you got to take care of business, people. Yeah, and I have some business I have to take care of today. And so we're going to ask Athelia to lead us to the throne of grace. We're remembering our sick and shut in. Yes, we are. Anthony, Aisha, I'm looking at my new children that have come under our umbrella. Praise the Lamb of God, Prophet Anthony and his wife. I'm telling you this, God is able today. Praise the Lamb of God. He's a holy God, and he's able today to do exceedingly abundantly more than you can ask or expect or think. Praise the Lamb of God. Jada, God is still on the throne. Hallelujah. And he got the word even after the fat lady saying, God still got a word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we are looking to Jesus today. All the rest of you, praise the Lamb. We're praying for you, you and you. Come on, I feel you. Take us to the King.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bow our head before the Lord thy God as we raise our hand and say, Father God, we repent our sins and ask for forgiveness in the magnifying name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. How great, great, great you are, Father God. You're El Shaddai, hallelujah, all-seeing, all-knowing God, our merciful King. Hallelujah. We honor you on this day, Father God. We ask you to lead us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Anywhere that we are lacking, Father God, we ask for increase from your throne room in the magnifying name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift up our brothers and sisters before you, Father God, and we ask you to wash them anew, strengthen them, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus. We lift up our sister Gina and her mother before the Lord thy God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for renewing her in Jesus' holy name. We thank you for blessing her, Father God. We thank you for healing her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus. We thank you for strengthening both of them, Father God. We thank you for the spirit of endurance and perseverance, Father God. We thank you for the well-doing, Father God. We thank you for the unstoppable, unmovable faith in them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We lift up the prophet and prophetess Aisha and Shannon, Father God, before you in the name of Jesus. We give you glory for their life, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the increase of their family, which is the increase of the kingdom, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for taking away the pain. We thank you for taking away the sentence. We thank you for removing the root of all the causes of discomfort right now in the name of Jesus, Lord and Savior, Father God. We thank you for the oil that you're pouring over their lives in Jesus' holy name. We thank you for the roads before them that you have made straight and lit by the blood of Jesus. We just thank you for that covering right now, Father God. Father God, we ask you for your healing oil, Father God, to pour through this line right now in every home, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every person that needs your virtue, Father God, let them pull from your springs, hallelujah, in the magnifying name of Jesus. Let the healing continue throughout their lives and throughout their families, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for lifting up every sick person in the hospitals and nursing homes and convalescence homes, Father God. Even those who are home in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just thank you for your healing. Give you glory and we give you honor. We thank you, Father God, for the covering of the homeless people, Father God. They are not forgotten, Father God. They are needed, too, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those who are behind prison walls, Father God. We thank you for the wisdom that you're pouring down upon them, Father God. Your understanding and knowledge that you are sharing with them, Father God. In the magnified name of Jesus, thank you, God, that they're turning from their ways and turning from evil in the magnified name of Jesus. We thank you for the spirit of restoration. We thank you for the spirit of rejuvenation. We thank you for the authority to command the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory unto the Lord thy God. With the power vested in us, we will tear down the kingdom of darkness. And in unity, love, and compassion, we will build up our Father's kingdom. So we give you glory and honor on this day, Father God. And we ask you to have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Boy, I tell you, hallelujah to the Lamb of God for praying. Sisters and brothers here on the shelf, we thank God for this woman of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, who pours out our heart and soul daily. Praise the Lamb of God for the people of God, along with the rest of our intercessors. Boy, I saw they were on the prayer line. Praise the Lamb of God, even last night. They don't know. I be looking. Don't you think I don't? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. The prophet be watching you guys to make sure that everybody is in the place they're supposed to be in when they're supposed to be in it. And that's no joke, I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you all so very, very much. And I thank God for the intercessors. I praise God for each of you every single day. For the role you play, praise the Lamb of God, and those of you who prophesy with me, hallelujah, and praying with us as we seek God's face daily for words to give to his people, hallelujah, that this people might be blessed I thank you. I thank you. I thank you again, Althea. Thank you. Praise the Lord. My birthday is on the line. I see you down there, my birthday. You can't hide. Praise the Lamb of God. I see the Bayou down there and all you. Yeah, yeah, I'm looking at you. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, good to see you all today. Tuning in with us again. This is just a one-hour show today. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, I tell you, I'll be excited still over the weekend. I'm not like church people. I never was. When I went to church on Sunday, I always was excited about church. I could remember what my pastor preached. I remembered his text, all of that. When I was young. Wow. Well, I was the reader, too. You know, they used to sit me up in the pulpit. In a chair, and the pastor say, "Read," and I would read the Bible. The Lord said, "Nah, nah, 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 nah." Then he'll say what I say. The Lord said, "Rah, rah, rah, rah." And I say, "Yes, sir." And I sit there, so I was very attentive at a very young age, as God was developing me to do the work that I do now. Praise the Lamb of God, and you know that it makes a difference in your life when you can leave church. Praise the Lord. It impacts you different when you can leave church and reflect on what the word was about. I often go to churches, praise God, with pastors with degrees and this, that, and another. And I'd be sitting there, and because I went to a school of theology, I understand their conversation or their dialogue and preaching, but a lot of them be preaching over their people's heads. The people don't be understanding what they be talking about. And and when you miscommunicate, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and you miss the opportunity of the moment to bring people into conviction, to conversion, then you may not ever recapture that moment again in time. Praise the Lamb of God. It's very important, people of God, to be good communicators and not just top-heavy. Praise God. There's a lot of people, ooh, that man, but if you cannot remember, digest, praise the Lamb of God, all that, some that was said that was of vital importance in the message, then what good was the message?
Exactly.
The message
That's
was
true.
No good. Praise the Lamb of God. So our goal should be as preachers and prophets and prophetess to be good conveyors of the word of God, to be able to deliver that word of God with clarity. Praise the Lamb of God, and profoundly simplistic. Hallelujah. That's the way I like to deliver the word. Profoundly simplistic.
Okay.
Simple, but impactful. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus said
Amen.
That the way is so easy that a blind man will not lose his way and a fool can't err. Hello, light bulbs. That's the word
That's
of God.
True.
And it makes Now, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, I want you to notice, I want you to take notice, hallelujah, that we are in hurricane and tornado season, as declared by the meteorologists and what have you. Pray, pray, pray. That's all I can say. The Lord has already warned. The heat is on. The Lord has already warned. Praise the Lamb of God. He's already talked to us. So let's prepare ourselves for what God is doing. Amen? That's all
Amen.
We can do. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you all today. I love you. I bless you. Mentioning in Sunday, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. That would be a good dialogue today. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. The prophetic word that we brought forth out of Acts chapter 5, people of God. Hallelujah, when Ananias' wife comes in, we've been doing this through the book of Acts, and we're in the fifth chapter, Ananias' wife comes in. We did the first part of that last week, second part this week, and then we're going to conclude that out of the fifth chapter next week, this Sunday coming. But, boy, you're talking about impactful. Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, this was something else, because this woman, she goes into the assembly, and Peter is there, and the saints are there, praise the Lamb of God. And he asked her, say, did you and your husband sell your house, and what have your possessions, and you sold it for so much, and given it to the church? And she said, yeah, that's exactly right. He said, so why did y'all come together to lie? to lie to the Lord when it was in your power to do with it what you would. And you and your husband have lied. He said, now the feet of the men who just went out and buried your husband, they're coming in now to bury you. And the woman dropped dead, praise the Lamb of God, and the men came in and buried her next to her husband. It's right there in the fifth chapter of Acts. I'm not making this up. This is not a fictitious story. This is real. This is not fictional. Praise the Lamb of God. So the Lord gave me, praise the Lamb, to talk about the potential of a God-fearing church, the potential of a God-fearing church. And I talked about it from a negative positive, if you would, and that's the positive things that was surrounding the negative actions of Ananias and Sapphira. And brothers and sisters, those of us who are prophetic recognize the gifting and the mantle of Peter, the apostle, disciple of Jesus Christ. We know Peter throughout the tenure of Jesus' ministry. But never do we see him displaying such accurate prophetic gifting as he does when he discerned this lie. Praise the Lamb of God in Ananias, and he discerned this lie in his wife, and then he literally prophesies to her and tell her, the feet of the men who just carried your husband out and buried him is coming to get you, and she drops dead. Praise the Lamb of God. That's as prophetic as you can get. That's a right now word, huh? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes. So we see this prophetic overtone that's over this text, and it's because, praise the Lamb of God, not so much. Now, and I'm going to say this, praise the Lamb of God, and some of you Bible critics can do what you want to with it, praise the Lamb. It don't make me no difference because I say what I say. In my examination and delineation of defining hermeneutically what the reasons of things, why, and this, that, and another, through a historical, cultural context, however, the only thing that I can say is the lie was the reason why they died, but not the cause of their death. Praise the Lamb. I put it that way. Yeah, the Holy Ghost, the Lord killed them for lying, praise the Lamb of God, but it was because of the precipitation that was in the place. It was because of the purity of life and living and lifestyle and love and harmony, praise the Lamb of God, that caused the Spirit of God to be so prevalent and so present, praise the Lamb of God. And they broke that purity. They polluted the atmosphere. They broke unity. They broke oneness. When you read the second chapter, Acts, and you see they had they had a community of saints that was second to none, living together, or no man called nothing his, whatever he had, they shared it, praise the Lamb of God, and this is what caused them to sell their homes. It wasn't a biblical mandate or anything of that nature, but they went beyond the tithe. They went beyond tithing. They saw through the filling of the Holy Ghost, the empowerment, that this is God. God is real. This is what God is doing. And this is where we want to be together, praying together, ministering together, doing what is necessary together on one accord. And they wanted to maintain that community. I mean, there has been times in my fellowship and what have you that I wished that I could have lived at church. Because when you left there, what happened? When I had to go back home to unsaved family members in my youth.
That's true.
It's the Lamb of God when I was the only one in the house going to church. Hello, light bulbs. Yeah. Praise the Lamb. Made you wish you could have moved to a community of the same, and everybody has the same experience. But there has been times, praise the Lamb of God, that I wish to God I could have lived at the church. And so when you have that type of community and oneness and holiness and soundness, now I didn't say these people were perfect, by no stretch of imagination, praise the Lamb of God. But they had a perfect unity and oneness, soundness of mind. They was on one accord. The Bible says that. It never said they were perfect.
Right.
They had their faults and their flaws and their errors. That ain't what God trying to get us when he brings us into unity. Praise the Lord. He's just trying to get us to think like he thinks about one issue, hang on that issue, and that is, let's get people saved.
Right. There you go.
Can't agree to do that. Do it. Hello, light bulbs. So now they break this purity, and the Lord breaks forth on them. He kills them and buries them. Praise the Lamb of God. What would happen, praise the Lamb of God, if we could maintain oneness in our communities of church fellowship, if we could get the vision and everybody run in the same direction?
It would be lovely.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What would transpire if we could? I mean, right here at PSMI, if we could all, you know, we all raise our hands, oh, the gathering, and this, that, another, blah, 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 blah. But then when it comes down to the support of the gathering, it's so low.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people make noise about it.
Right.
But when it comes down to the support, it's low. Ding dong, the witch just started hollering out of her window. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, but and it's one thing for us to say something. It's another thing in our actions. Because our actions, praise the Lamb of God, is faith in motion. Praise the Lamb of God. Your action is, God said, go, praise the Lamb of God. If you say okay and don't go, and then say, well, I'm walking in faith, you ain't walking in nothing. You're walking in disobedience. Praise the Lamb of God. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lord. So these people in this community of the saints in Acts 5, they, when you look at this in your Bible, let me turn to this, because I'm not even turned to the page. I'm just talking off reflection. But, boy, it's some interesting points that I saw in this text, praise the Lamb of God, that really, really excited me when I, it says it, watch this, it says, at verse 7, it says, and it was about the space of 3 hours after his wife, now knowing what was done, came in, and Peter answered her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much, and she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them who have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry you out. She fell down immediately at his feet and died. Young men came in, found her dead, and carried her forth, buried her by her husband. And watch this. And great fear, that's what I want to get to, great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. Now, I want you to note, I want you all to note something. This great fear is a great reverence.
Mm-hmm.
It's not we scared.
Right.
It's a reverence of God. When the people heard these things, it made them move to a deeper sense of reverencing. I want to submit up there that that is one of the things the church is missing today.
Right.
Don't reverence and fear God the way we once did. Hello, light bulb.
That is true.
We don't reverence and fear God the way we once did. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We do anything, we say anything, we act any kind of way, we wear anything, we carry ourselves anyway, and still are powerless. Hello, light bulbs. See, this is where the rubber meets the road is. If all we're doing with all of this entertainment Sunday and all of this funky shine that goes on in the house of God, if it was so good, where is the power? Hello, light bulb. Where is the power? Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. Watch this, verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And the rest dared so, dared no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. Now, watch this now. He's talking about the apostles now. The people held them in reverence. Hello, light bulbs.
Light.
Wasn't nobody trying to be an apostle. Look what it says there. No man joined themselves with them. Is that what it said?
That's correct.
There wasn't nobody trying to be one. You want me to tell you why? Because they couldn't live up to the power potential. Read verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought. This is what God is about to bring back. I'm prophesying to you now. This is what God is about to bring back to the church.
Jesus. Amen. We need it.
A power to separate the phony.
Right.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yes. Amen.
This level of signs and wonders and miracles is going to separate the phony. And no man is going to try to join themselves to them to say, I want to be an apostle, and walking around with these shirts and stuff on and these gold chains and lay hands on people. There is no power.
Right.
When they prophesy, their word don't come to pass. They're just looking good in church. And walking in an authority that God didn't give them.
Right.
I said it and I meant it. And I'll say it again. And they're walking in an authority that God did not give them, so there is no heavenly power backing them up.
Wow.
Because you got your authority and your title and your papers and the laying on of hands. It was done by man, and so you got man power.
Wow.
But if God appeared unto you,
there you go.
If the Lord has spoken to you, if God has set you aside in an office, whom God calls, he qualifies.
Amen.
Whom he qualifies, he sanctifies.
Yes.
Whom he sanctifies, he glorifies. It's right there in the word. I didn't make it up. Prophet Shakespeare didn't make that up. That's the Bible.
Yep.
Mighty quiet today, saints. Y'all mighty quiet. Y'all mighty quiet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because this is where the rubber going to meet the road. This is what is going to make a distinct difference. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it's going to make a difference, and you might see some mega churches go out of business. You might see some stuff go down, and they start telling you, no, the Lord ain't never told me to do anything. I just thought this was something that would help people along the way, which it ain't a bad thing. Hello? It looks good. It feels good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good entertainment. But it doesn't change hearts.
True.
It doesn't change lives. It doesn't change destiny. Only God can do that. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
When you see people pressing their way trying to be something, Lord have mercy. I mean, I ain't never seen so many little jackleg apostles and apostolites and apostle tips and prophetess and prophets in all my days. Stuffing up everywhere, and anybody can come, tell them, and give them a piece of paper, and they say they what they are. And
well,
God has said no.
Right. God has to choose you.
Nobody like me, but I tells the truth. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
And this, I mean, it's dangerous to go around perpetrating like you're a doctor and you're not.
Right.
You know, they lock men up for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple of doctors, guys here, had offices with Dr. Smith and stuff over it with fake degrees and everything, and they had patients and were collecting money from them and write prescriptions to them. It's dangerous. Hello, light bulbs. Now we got people with fake degrees, fake doctorates, and all of this, and they're walking around trying to act like they got a real doctorate. An honorary doctorate don't give you no brain. It don't put nothing in your head because somebody you with an honorary doctorate. An honorary doctorate don't make you have read a book. It doesn't cause you to have matriculated or articulated through a system of learning and education. They're just honoring you. But when you try to walk around like you the doctor, you're going to mess somebody's life up.
My goodness.
Because you don't know what it takes to be a doctor and don't know how to prescribe the medicine properly. Because you've never been to school for it. They just gave Aretha Franklin an honorary law degree. She ain't sitting up in the court, sitting behind a podium, talking about she a judge.
And she has 30 more of those.
Because she don't know the first thing about it. And an honorary degree don't qualify you for that. Glory to God.
My Lord. Wow.
I mean, you can go print anything off the internet you want. You can make your own degree up if you want to. License, ordinate your paper, anything you want. It don't qualify you.
No, it don't.
Right, bubs. See, somebody need to tell the truth because there's too much counterfeiting going on.
I know it.
And then you ain't doing nothing but lying to the Holy Ghost, running around talking about you profited something and you this and you, and now they putting queen on their name and all that. I'm queen prophet.
And master.
And the master prophet and all of these things. And now, where you come from with all of this mess?
Right.
Did God call you master? I'm sure he didn't.
I know that.
Because that is to put you above him. So I know God didn't call you master.
Exactly.
Okay. Praise the Lamb. Didn't nobody like that neither. Boy, oh boy, y'all better watch what y'all calling these people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. And don't be bowing down to nobody calling them your grace. That's an antichrist term to esteem somebody over you. Research it.
Wow.
Your grace. How is a man your grace? Give you grace?
Nope.
Okay, then. What you calling them your grace for? praise the Lamb of God. That's, I mean, it's foolishness. There's plum flesh that want to be worshipped, that want to be adored. It's foolishness in the house of God. Now, if folks start dropping dead in the house of God again, like Ananias and Sapphira, we'll have a fire going then. Why would you want to provoke the Holy Ghost? Pretending to be something that you're not.
Exactly.
My goodness gracious. Shall I continue or y'all want me to quit?
Continue.
I'll be quiet on the session.
Continue.
Okay, I only got 15 more minutes here. Praise the Lord. Well, I just had to deal with this, praise the Lamb of God, because there's so, I'm talking about so many that's faking it.
Too many.
And it's in your level of commitment to your assignment. You can't stay nowhere. You can't even stay at one church. If in 10 years you've been a member of 5 churches, something wrong with you.
Okay.
You just growing the Lord's moving you all over the place like popcorn. Go join this church. Oh, the Lord told me to go over here. Oh, the Lord told me to go over here. God ain't skipping. God ain't never been bipolar.
Okay.
You just running around everywhere, 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 everywhere. When God really comes in the presence, you start feeling like you have to detach from a ministry. Do you know that is a struggle in your spirit to do that?
Uh-huh.
It makes you go somewhere and give yourself to prayer until God release you or something, or give you some directives.
Okay.
Just don't up and leave like you skipping across the road. Every time I see you, you got a different person with you talking about, this my apostle. This my apostle. That, what? Kind of foolishness is this? My God. I'm sorry if y'all don't, I just try to tell the truth some of the time, praise God, because living a lie is a dangerous thing.
Right.
Just being, just walking in a lie all your life is a very, very serious, serious thing, people of God. It's a very serious thing. My God, my God. Woo! I praise God today for who he is. My. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For who you are today. You know, brothers and sisters, I look at this, and I ain't going to go too much further with it because I got to do some preaching on this come Sunday. Praise the Lamb of God. But I want you all to know today, praise the Lamb of God, until we come to a place of being really the authentic church of God without a whole lot of foolishness and all of that, and all of this pretending, and where did this come from? It's the spirit of Satan.
Yep.
Blind spirit. It's a spirit that exalts itself. It's a spirit that wants to be exalted like God. When you got God's spirit, it humbles you. Because you recognize you don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you going to run around exalting it? That's your flesh.
Yep.
That's of your father, the devil. That's what Jesus told his disciples when they was arguing about who was going to be greatest in the kingdom. exactly what he told him. He said, no, y'all cannot possibly be arguing over this. How are you going to be arguing over who's, he said, let him who's great among you become the servant. Now, don't nobody want that position, though.
Okay.
That position wide open. Hello, light bulbs. That position is wide open, being a servant. Hallelujah. Nobody wants that one. We want the other position. We want to be the servant's boss.
Oh, Father, help us.
Don't nobody want to be the servant. Hallelujah. They that would be great among you, let them be the servant. That's what, I mean, Jesus said it. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read that before, Athelia?
Yes, I have.
Or did I got that wrong?
No, you got it right.
I got it right? They
yeah.
just don't want to hear it, right? Okay, I got you.
They don't want to hear it. Like he said, it's wide open.
Wide open, my goodness gracious. Woo-wee, I tell you the truth. I just don't understand how believers can be so in love with Jesus, they so in love with God, that and this, that, and another, and at the same time, they're exalting themselves above me. Everybody want to be something great. Don't nobody want to be humble. Don't nobody want nothing. Nobody want to deal with anything that's small or anything. They just want to be the big dog on the hill with the most of this and the most of that. And all you got to do is be humble and do what God
yep.
told you to do if he told you to do something. And
right.
when you find out what your gifting is, take your gift and work your gift for Jesus. And
mm-hmm.
God will bless you and exalt you and do all that he needs to do with you and through with you if you just be faithful. That's all
mm-hmm.
you have to do.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. And stop idolizing men.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. We idolize people, and then we want to be like them. And then when you find out the cost of what it is to be like them, then you recognize you can't pay it.
Mm-mm-mm.
So you're going to play it.
Mm-hmm.
You play their part. And you only playing it when you come in the house of God. And when you leave, you go back to you. And the you that you are don't qualify to be the them they are. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
So that means you're faking a fraud.
Right.
You're perpetrating. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. They came in the house of God and lied
yep.
about something that there wasn't even a law or nothing for them to do. That's why I said it was in your power. You could have came in and said, I sold it for $10,000 and I'm giving $1,000 to the church.
Exactly.
Long as it's the truth. And if the Lord tells you, I want you to tell so-and-so this, that, or another, you ain't got to go to them and tell them, well, I know I'm a prophet because the Lord gave me a message. That don't make you a prophet.
Right.
The Lord goes to go tell somebody something. That make you a message.
Right.
But the message, and it may be a one-time message.
That's true.
God made a donkey talk on the road. I ain't never heard nobody call it a prophet donkey. He delivered a message.
Okay. Mm-mm-mm.
When he made Balaam's donkey start talking.
Okay.
He said, why have you hit me these three times? I mean, I always did what you told me to do. The donkey saw the angel standing in the road with that sword. And he stopped and Bedlam tried to make him go.
Right.
And the Lord, the donkey stopped. The donkey talked to Balaam. Ain't nobody called him no prophet.
No,
he
master,
delivered a
master
message.
Donkey.
Oh, master donkey. Ain't seen nobody immortalize a donkey or say they want to be one. God uses what he wants to use, who he wants to use, when he wants to use it. And if God calls you, he will tell you what your position is.
That is true. God assigns it.
It's in the work. It's not in the title. It's in the work.
Mm-hmm.
What work are you doing? Hello, light bulbs. My God in heaven. And then again, your gift makes room for you.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Your gift will make room for you. Yes, Lord. If you just, now see, I told you all this a few minutes ago. If you work your gift, your gift to make room for you.
Amen.
You got to worry about no title. Just work your gift.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Your gift will make room for you. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. My goodness gracious. I hope I didn't get in too much trouble today, Othelia, because, you know, I told Prophet Darryl to do this show today. Praise the Lamb of God. I said, Prophet, please do the show. He said, okay. I mean, we talked late last night, but he couldn't do it, my buddy. Praise the Lamb of God. But I tell you the truth. When I came on the show and I started thinking about this passage of Scripture, reflecting over the weekend, I said, I'm going to get in trouble today. I'm going to get in trouble. I got to tell the truth. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah, to tell the truth.
Time out for pacifying people. And trying to treat everybody nice, and you can go online, come on, it's all right, just pay your $10. No, I don't want DeLuca. I want the truth. Bring the truth. Come with truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Walk in the truth. Live in the truth. Be the truth. And you'll also be the light of the world. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Listen, we're going to have our midweek tonight, Lord's willing. Those of you who want to come by our power, you can. Praise the Lamb of God. I will be ministering tonight at the Truth Church there, Harvest International. You are all welcome to come. Praise the Lamb of God. At the 7:30 hour, I will be getting up. And we will be walking out the door at 8:30. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Or before. I usually don't teach or lecture but about 45 minutes, and then I give room for Q&A, hallelujah, and some prophecy and stuff like that, about 15 minutes, and we are normally gone, praise the Lamb of God, by 8:30. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't take all night to give you what God has given me. Praise the Lamb. So you can come, praise God, as we're dealing with witnessing and what have you. Praise the Lamb. You can come and be a part of that. Boy, the Lord is revealing some good stuff to us too. Praise the Lamb of God out of his word. Hallelujah. That is coming to us fresh like it's brand new. And so we're excited about what God is doing in that area, in that department. And it's going to catch on like fire. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, Bertha is online. She tell you, she said, well, I'm glad y'all got the teaching portion, because when Prophet preached this, boy, he laid it out, and I preached like a madman on this text Sunday. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, I went all the way, hallelujah, with it, and we're looking forward to a grand time next Sunday also. But this is so vitally important to the body of Christ and to the prophetic family also, to recognize that you are prophetic witnesses, and that if you're not witnessing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, about Jesus, if you're not zeroing in and using your discernment to find out who's saved, unsaved, backsliders, this, that, or another, then your discernment is in vain. If all you want to do is just try to find Jezebel. God ain't called you Jezebel. God ain't called you to find. He know exactly where she at. Hallelujah. Reveal. But he did call you to go and make disciples. Hallelujah. He did call you to do that. He called all of us for that. That's all of our job in the body of Christ. And I wish the body of Christ would do what the job really is. Saving the lost.
Amen.
Reconciling the world to God through Jesus Christ. We are ambassadors. No, never hear nobody say, I'm an ambassador. That's a title you can walk in if you're doing the work. We are ambassadors for Christ.
Amen.
Reconciling the world to God through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. You get that down, Pat. Hallelujah. I promise you. Yes, Lord. You're going to be awesome in the kingdom of our Christ. All right, people of God, I love you today. I told you I have some very important business that I have to take care of. Praise the Lamb of God, Angel and I, and we're going to do some running around, right? And all the way up probably to almost Bible class time. Praise the Lamb of God. But we will be at the church this evening, and I'll be looking to see you guys there at the church. Praise the Lamb of God, and we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful good time. Hallelujah, the Lord's willing. Amen. And you know what?
Amen.
I just all leave you today, and our God is just simply amazing. Thank you, I feel you, for being here.
Welcome.
Come on, you can clap. Come on. Come on, do I have any praises out there? Come on, let me see you wave your hand. Come on, tell the Lord he's worthy today. Hallelujah. Is there anybody that believes the Lord is amazing? Come on, clap.
You're so amazing. You're so amazing. You're so amazing.